Former Australian Olympian Jane Fleming has welcomed the World Anti-Doping Authority's decision to ban the Russian flag and anthem from the Tokyo Olympics and the Soccer World Cup in Doha. But she says it may be time to ban Russian athletes too. Russia's Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev branded the ban anti-Russian hysteria, though some members of Russia's sporting community have said the country got what it deserved. Jane Fleming, who's on the board of Athletics Australia, was beaten during her Olympic career by East German and Russian athletes who used drugs. We spoke earlier. Jane Fleming, welcome to PM. What's your response to WADA's four-year ban against Russia as a nation but not against its athletes?
Look, I think it's tough on two fronts. One is I think that it's great that they've banned the actual country. And I think in some respects it's fair to ban the to let the athletes compete. My only concern with both those things is that it still allows them to compete, and I'm not sure that if you were living in Russia, every time they play the Olympic anthem and raise the Olympic flag at next year's Olympics, they'll probably still believe that it's their athletes and that they're clean. Yeah. So I don't know. It would be highly unfair, but it maybe it's one of those things, harsh but fair, that they'd have to ban the athletes as well.
WADA's CEO, Sir Craig Reedy, says he indicates he thinks the balance is right here, punishing the entity that pursues doping while, and this is his quote, protecting the rights of Russian athletes that can prove that they were not involved and did not benefit from these fraudulent acts. You don't quite agree?
Well, I'm just not sure how, I don't know what the process is around how they're proving they're not involved, but every person that ever goes positive pretty much claims their innocence up until they're positive, don't they? So, and they have been part of the system. So I don't, you know, I'm sceptical, but I do understand that you have to be innocent until proven guilty.
Do you think there are those athletes in Russia who do choose to compete for their country, and understandably it's a tough choice if you want to be a top-level athlete in the world, but do you think they need to start saying, no, we won't compete for our country while we have this taint?
Well, I think one of the things that may have been able to sort of circumvent the even that argument is if we had have banned them completely, then you would hope that those that group of innocent athletes from Russia may have been able to bring the powers that be to a standard of greater pressure than perhaps just by banning the country as such. And so that may have actually forced them to take different action, the organising the Russian athletic and Olympic committees and the likes. But, I mean, we're all supposing, I think, here, aren't we? I mean, the greatest, I think, sign about it all is at least WADA are still not going soft on them, still wanting to ban countries and people that are proven to be involved in performance-enhancing drugs.
Do you think this will politicise the upcoming Olympics? As you say, Russians and doubtless the political class in Russia will still want to celebrate wins against, you know, the enemy in the West, which is clearly how Vladimir Putin sees the West.
Well, I'm sure, you know, they're basically using the argument, aren't they, you know, that it's the Western civilization versus Russia, that age-old sort of propaganda line. And, you know, they'll probably continue to go with that and try and turn, you know, as I said, the Olympic anthem and an athlete competing, a Russian athlete competing in, under the Olympic flag as a victory for them anyway.
So that's Russia, although there's still an appeal process. What about other countries, particularly China? Should WADA do more about China now?
Well, look, the Chinese, from all intents and purposes, seem to be towing the line, but you just don't know. I think, you know, the recent case of Sun Yang, the swimmer, where he, you know, broke vials and things, I mean, that's been twisted as an East versus West thing. So there's always going to be that doubt, and I think it's difficult for Australia because we have had a history of excusing people and, you know, right all the way back into the late 90s when Shane Warne got caught and he blamed it on a diuretic and Sam Riley blamed it on a headache tablet, and we've let those people go. So we seem to point the finger a lot, but when we have an incident of our own, we need to perhaps take better responsibility for that as well.
So despite this move by WADA against Russia, do you think there's still a risk of tainted athletes at the coming Olympics?
Of course there is. You know, I think that the greatest analogy that I can give you is that it is like insider trading. The rewards are so great for performance that human nature takes over.
Jane Fleming, thank you so much for speaking with us today on PM.
You're more than welcome.
Former Olympian Jane Fleming.